It's All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer White. It's Thursday, the day we talk about Michigan politics with Ken Sikkema, former Senate Majority Leader and Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants, and Susan Demas, publisher of Inside Michigan Politics. Well, the state legislature is wrapping up the session this week. Yesterday, a controversial voter-initiated bill put forward by Right to Life was passed by the Republican majority House and Senate. The bill bans abortion coverage and standard insurance plans, which means Michiganders will have to purchase a separate rider if they want abortion covered as part of their insurance plan. A similar bill was vetoed by Governor Snyder last year, but as a voter-initiated bill, he doesn't have that power this time around. Susan, break down the specifics of this bill. Who does it impact, and what does it mean for someone who is either purchasing private insurance or who has employer-provided insurance?
Well, what the bill does is it makes it so that you'll have to purchase a separate rider for abortion coverage. It will no longer be allowed to be a standard part of even private health care plans. So if you think that that is a health care option that you or someone in your family will have to exercise at some point, you'll have to go ahead and make that purchase totally aside from the health care plan you might get from your employer or buy independently.
And the bill does not provide exceptions for rape or incest or an exception when the life of the mother is at risk.
It does not.
Ken, as a voter-initiated bill, this could have taken one of two paths. The legislature could have voted on it, or it could have gone on the ballot next year and Michigan voters would have made the decision. Why did the legislature move forward on such a controversial measure?
There's no question that the legislature was going to vote on this. The Republicans have control of both the House and the Senate. The Right to Life has endorsed virtually every member of the Republican caucus in both the House and the Senate. And it's philosophically, I think, in tune with where those Republicans are. And on top of that, Right to Life is a very powerful force inside the Republican Party, well organized, a lot of adherents in these members' districts. So from a political standpoint, as well as a policy standpoint, this is where Republicans are.
Susan, Senator Tupac Hunter from Detroit, a Democrat, voted for this measure, as did Democratic State Representatives Charles Bruner of Bay City and Terry Brown of Pigeon. Is it surprising that they broke ranks with the Democratic opposition to this bill?
Well, there are Democrats who are Right to Life, but this was considered to be a more extreme piece of legislation. So even people who do tend to vote Right to Life, some of them did not. You know, if you're against abortion and you, especially if you find that Right to Life endorsement to be important, obviously this was an important vote to take because if you want that endorsement, you certainly would not get it with a no vote.
Ken, we know right to work is going to be an issue in next year's election. Is this now going to be another talking point that we see come up next year?
It depends. There's been at least some rhetoric from the side that's opposed to this bill. I guess you'd call them the pro-choice side. There's been some discussion of a potential referendum or a new initiated law that would repeal this. If that's on the November ballot next year, then certainly this becomes an issue.
Susan, we're already hearing a promise for another voter initiative being planned to overturn this bill. Is that likely to happen?
I'm sure there will be an effort, but, you know, as you'll recall, we've been playing ping pong on the wolf hunting issue where there have been signatures collected to go ahead and disallow the hunt, and then the legislature has taken subsequent action, which has invalidated that process, and there's a new petition drive, so we could see the same thing happen with abortion.
Susan Demas is publisher of Inside Michigan Politics, and Ken Sikkema is former Senate Majority Leader and Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants. Susan, Ken, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.